Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Venus in Velvet radio show. My name is Tore, and excuse me, I'm just getting my voice back and preparing for tonight's show, getting excited. I know it sounds odd that I'm going to say getting excited to talk about this, but, you know, all week, you know, I read so many little posts here and there on social media, and for the past week or so, I've been in bed sick, and so I've gotten to see a lot of things that normally I don't take the time to look at, or have the time to look at, I should say. And so one of the things that I noticed is, besides everything in the world, oh, Miss Spooky's here, she agrees, she's all about this subject matter, is besides all of these terrible things that have happened into our world as of late, with the shootings, the killings, and we have our political stances happening. And it just seems that so many people think they know the story, and they want to project their version of the story, and they want you to buy into it and believe it. Then when I do my work, that's not my mission. When I hear your story spiritually from your guides, your people in the spirit world who've crossed over, or I even hear it from you, I get a lot of versions of what the story is. So a lot of times I've had to sift through people who don't tell me the real truth, and I have to listen to my guides and their guides and helpers and so on to hear the real truth. And then, and only then, is when I can really help. Sometimes we lie to ourselves. Sometimes we tell ourselves that, you know, we're not worthy, or that we are, this is the only way that we're going to get through this, and why can't the world see this, and the way I see it. And it might just be that it's affected us so much that we're projecting our emotions, our anger. We're projecting our version of the truth. So if you've ever had someone lie to you, and then you just kind of feel it, don't you think your soul just instantly knows when it's not the truth? I want you to start paying attention to that. That is the only thing I want you to do. You do this on your own accord. But if you start paying attention to what truly feels like the truth when someone speaks it and you know it to be so, and it can just simply be testing it out, asking someone close to you who will engage in this practice and giving you all the truths about you, your name, your age, where you were born, etc., how long you've known each other, and so on. And now then ask them to say three or four or five things that you don't know if it's the truth or not. And I want you to start targeting in on your center, yourself, and what emotions flare because of it when you know it's not the truth. And how is it that you know? That's a little spiritual exercise I'm asking you all to be a part of. And the reason I guess I'm asking you to be a part of it is because there is so much out there we know that we're not sure really if it is the truth. So being said, I'm asking you to call into the show and to be part of what's going on. And just to be helping us just understand what you feel when you know you don't speak the truth, or you know you don't hear the truth. So the number is 646 727 2585. And remember, you can only call this number when the show is on. It is not a number that is on 24/7 for me. It's a weekly show number, and it comes on when the show comes on. So otherwise, you can contact me on venusinvelvet.com. So I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, hopefully we'll hear some calls about the truth and what happens when we are deceived or we deceive, and taking your calls for that as well. So we'll be right back. Stick around. And we're back, belly dance. I just, in fact, ran into one of my former belly dance instructors, Suspira, she is just a tiny but mighty thing. I'm telling you, she is a powerful belly dancer. She is also the owner of Orlando Belly Dance. So if you get a chance, check her out on Facebook or her website, orlandobellydance.com. So we're talking tonight about the deepest, our truth, our deepest spiritual truth, and I called the show Lies, Lies, Lies. Yeah, I'm an 80s lady, as you can tell. Anyway, one of the things, I guess, that really bothers me when someone is lying to me, and I'll just share this as an example. When I, for instance, doing my music now, I'm getting back involved with some of my musical endeavors and live performances. And, there are people who are very judgmental. And it's a shame that when I see that in their eyes, that they're just, they have no good way to lie. And they say, well, we're already booked up for this many months. Or we're booked up for until the end of the year or to this, that. Well, I like to believe that. I really would. But I know better, because instantly I'll feel this little twinge. And it's like, that's not true at all. That's just because you don't want me in your venue. Because maybe I ask for something you don't want to deal with or encounter. Or maybe that you don't, you just want guitar player people to stand there saying Margaritaville and Brown Eyed Girl. Okay, wonderful. Or that you just, you don't want to be bothered. I mean, there are plenty of reasons people may not be a good fit for you. But to lie, it's just like everyone thinks that's a little white lie. That's painless. No, it's not. It's like, I would rather hear, Ture, I don't think you're a good fit for us. Or I'm not. I'd like to see you perform somewhere. If I get a chance, I'll do so. I'm not really open for anybody new right now or new acts. I'm better with that than some malarkey about how you're booked to the end of the year or you're this, that, and the other. And it's just like that I know. When someone lies to me and says, oh, well, this opportunity only came up for me and it really wasn't offered anybody else. And sometimes I know that to be true, and sometimes I could just feel it right away, and it's not true. So even, sometimes we get hard on ourselves, we get down on ourselves, and we have to put out that front, after a while, we're keeping up such a front that the consequences of lying, of telling the little white lie or the big white lie or whatever, I don't even know why lie has to have a color. A lie is a lie. It's a lower vibration. Pretty soon you're having to reach to that vibration to be consistent in your story, your lie. When the truth is, and the matter of the truth is, you know, it's just easy. It might be easier just to say life has its ups and downs, its moments. Sometimes we're really busy and sometimes we're really not. So I kind of feel like you're projecting goals to yourself in one way, but in another, you're putting on an awful big front for a lot of people. And maybe in transitions, it's easier to say one thing than to actually say what's really going on. A lot of people could go through this when they're in transitions from divorce, job changes, moves, and so on. And I know that eventually, after holding everything in, and even that's really lying to yourself, is that you're carrying that lie, and eventually you kind of crumble, explode, or implode. And another thing that happens also is when you know someone has lied to you. And I know that we're really on this, on a psychological trip tonight, and I'm not turning away phone calls, but I know that sometimes my callers just listen, and that's okay too. But when someone lies to you and you carry it around with you, you drag it around with, like a war wound, it's not good because you're hurting yourself by holding on to it. Even if it is a lie, let it go. It's their lie, not your lie. Remember that. It's their lie. If you hold on to this untruth, this deceitful energy, you're doing nothing more but wallowing in that, and that sorrow and sadness and shame. And you don't need to do that to yourself. You know, did you lie to yourself and in believing this lie, and then you found out it was a lie, and then you still hold it, like tell everyone in every place you go about that lie, and then, this is what happened, and that doesn't help anybody. And after a while, I mean, you know, the truth is what they say. The truth shall set you free. So I find that, you know, when you just know in your heart, you know the truth, holding on to the lie is like holding yourself back from growing. And I was listening to a dissertation tonight earlier about the signs, the astrological signs, and how they, what makes them angry. And I thought, well, you know, as I was experiencing listening to this, it was interesting that I got emotional when I heard certain signs because it brought up a lot of memories from other people in my life who, you know, I went through things, difficult things with, you know. And as I heard it, they always say that sometimes your deepest spiritual truths, it will bring out your emotions. And it was actually kind of healing to hear this, to hear, and it was really in one of those automated kind of voices, like, you know, when you type something and your computer speaks it out for you, that's what it was. So there was no inflection or tone to this to emphasize any of these words. And I was just simply hearing the words, but the words were enough. Because a thought becomes a thing, and your words have power. So, the best thing you can do, and after I heard this, I thought, you know what? This was pretty cleansing, pretty important for me to hear. Because now I know the triggers and how people hold back before they get angry. And even including in my sign, which I'm a Cancer, by the way. And so I was hearing all this and thinking, you know, I now I understand a little more even about myself than I did before. And Cancerians always want to make everything good and good for other people and nurturing, and sometimes neglect nurturing themselves. And we also have expectations. And some of these expectations are that, you know, people can't see how much we're hurting. And I think that just we carry that energy around with them. And when we lie to ourselves and we say everything is all right, when it's not. So you see, this is a vicious cycle. It's an energy that you can recycle over. And why should you do that? Why bother? Now, when we talk about politics, before I get into anything else with the calendar, politics, as I said, everyone's got their version of the truth. Unless we are present for all of this information being given to us, you know, how do you know it's not a lie? How do you know it's not something totally blown out of proportion? We don't know. And right now in Cleveland, Ohio, not far from where I'm originally from, right now there's this thing happening in the Republican convention. There's so much energy there. And, you know, I'm hearing things right now from people that really have me concerned because they don't want to vote for either side. Their hands are in the air because they cannot trust either side because all of the slinging of the arrows, so to speak, are occurring. Instead of our politicians drudging up things, pointing things out, making it feel like that the other party has lied to us, I would much rather see this politician on either side prove to us how they can lead us and carry us into a new time, and how we're going to prosper as a nation, how we're going to get through these things as a nation. You know, I want the truth. And obviously neither one of these parties can tell the truth about the future because they're too busy slinging arrows, slinging mud back and forth. And so all we're seeing is the lies. All we're seeing is just smoke in the air. And I just implore you to use the test that I gave you at the beginning of the show about finding how you can tell the spiritual truth. And even listening to politicians, use it then. If it hits you funny, if it hits you and it rubs you, not just go with the truth. And you'll know what to do. And that's it. I'm not going to sway anybody or dissuade anybody either side, but I do think that we deserve more a general direction of the truth than what we've been getting. We deserve that. We're not a dumb nation. But, you know, sometimes the media can dumb us down. And it's time for us to step up off of that plate, off of that area, and just say, look, we're not stupid. We know that we can handle the truth. And I would much rather know the truth, know what I'm up for, you know, as an American, than to be lied to and told everything's going to be okay. You know? And so from day to day, life changes. We don't know. And to deceive a nation, a whole entire nation, to deceive us is not to lead us. It's just like any boss in a company you might work for. A good boss is the one who knows how to listen and the one who knows how to take charge. And also knows not to deceive their staff, because that's not leading. That's just commanding and controlling. That is deceit. So I know the subject is heavy, but, you know, lies are heavy. The truth always is a much easier way to go. And sometimes if people say, if you can't say anything nice, say nothing at all. Well, if you can't speak the truth, then don't say anything. Don't lie. Just, you know, take a step back. Okay? So think about that. Before you can speak your truth, you have to choose your words wisely. So we're going to take another quick break. We're going to talk about the calendar of events coming up. So stick around. Be right back. Oh, hello, hello, we're back. And welcome back to the show. My name is Toray. You're listening to the Venus in Velvet Show. You know, we're talking about the effect of us with lies and what happens to us when we're lied to or when we lie. Like I said, it's just all a circle. It's a vicious cycle of energy. So lies are a lower vibration. Stay away from the lying. Stay away from hearing the lies and trying to just buy into every word every person says that has a microphone and a camera on hand and is in front of you or in the airwaves. I try never to dissuade anyone and let them believe what I believe, because I don't really feel that's appropriate. I don't think that anyone of any notoriety should try to prevent people from choosing what they want to choose. It's a free country. And that's how I feel. I personally don't feel that entertainers have any right to push political views onto their audience, because, you know, I always say sometimes you lose a lot of people. Maybe you don't see things the way other people see things. Maybe people see things differently from you. And I certainly am here to serve, to help, and not to put my propaganda on someone. Okay? So, and I'll always tell you, if you bring up politics, I'll say, well, that's your call. And I won't really get into heated arguments. And once in a while, I may talk to my neighbor about some things. But, you know, we both respect each other enough to know. And certainly don't drop your friends off of social media, because if they believe in one thing and you believe in another, if there were no social media and you were just friends, would you really drop them because of what they stood for or who they chose to vote for things? I hope not. They were friends for a reason with you. So talking about friends, I got to see some good people this weekend. As I mentioned earlier, I have been kind of in bed rest for about a week or so, just a week and change. So it was good to get out and just kind of, you know, breathe a little yesterday. And had my class on the animal totems, connecting with your animal totems. So that was wonderful. And saw some people for session work and just caught up. It was good. And today was a day of rest. And if you ever want to connect with me on Mondays, it's quickly, okay? It's called Mystic Monday, but I try to keep some time open for my official business of my work and my life as well. So I'm open on Mondays, but here and there. So the sooner you request time with me, sooner I can get to you and make that an agreement, make it so. I like to honor my agreements with people. When something can't come to fruition, I'm honest enough to say, this is not going to happen today, blah, 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 blah. It's a rarity, but I'd rather be clear, concise, communicate that, always. It's a Cancerian thing, by the way, communication. So, then tomorrow, of course, if you happen to be thinking about getting a session with me, this is for Skype or FaceTime or phone, of course, but I have a buy one, get one half off. On Tuesdays, I call them my BOGO Tuesdays. So if you'd like a session, tomorrow's a great day to purchase a session, and you can get another session for half off. And book those sessions as, you know, you need them. And, you know, everything is kept in the log, so no worries. Or you could purchase it for someone else who needs a session, a reading, you know. And if you need healing energy sent, just email me and let me know, okay? I don't charge to put people on a healing grid or in prayers or anything. If you want a healing session for chakra balancing and things like that, and past life work, that's different. That's in person. And so you can usually find me at Lunasoul Esoterica. Sometimes you can find me at My Cauldron Into Land. That's by appointment only. And even at Universal Studios here and there. But most of the time, I'm just really pioneering and working on things for the next thing coming. This Wednesday, I'm back at Lunasoul in Sanford, and then next Thursday, I'm there again. And then finally, that last week of the month, just kind of pushing ahead, I'm at a convention called IANS, which is a near-death experience convention here in Central Florida coming. So I'll be doing that, and then on the 30th, which is Saturday, our high summer psychic fair at Luna Sol Esoterica, which has been my home for many years and a good place to see dear, dear friends. You know, just not for anything, but when people come for sessions, I do hear this, just tell me the truth, because I need to know the good and the bad. You know what? I love those kind of sessions. It's not always my favorite thing to hear, because it's like, at first I kept thinking, well, they're just preparing to hear bad news. Well, you know, the more that I've experienced pioneering on my own and doing things in my own way, the more I appreciate someone telling me the truth, even if it's not what I want to hear, because at least I'll know. And that is an important thing when you're growing. It's a growth tool. To know the truth is to help you grow. You don't have to be so seriously affected by the truth that you can't, you know, get yourself picked up, moving on. That's the incentive. Pick yourself up, move on, dust yourself off. Get yourself to a place that you're a good fit. Get yourself in with people that you feel connected to settle for less in your life. So that is our show, and it went by. Wow. Couple breaks. We didn't get callers. I don't always get callers. I'm never disappointed because I do know that people listen and at their convenience, and that's okay. As long as you know, I'm here for you. I just want to make a quickie announcement about the Witch's Ball, which is coming up. Witch's Ball, which is coming up. It's October 21st. You can get your early broom special ticket online now. And that way you're on the list and you're getting them even before anyone gets them at Luna Sol Esoterica or at My Cauldron, the two live spots. You can purchase your tickets. And to be in an early broom special means you get your tickets with a discount and drink coupon. And there's all kinds of fun stuff this year. New belly dancing, new DJ, new entertainment, and new vendors. A lot of new, but still at the same wonderful old location in Sanford at the Women's Club. So contact me if you're interested in coming to the ball. If you have questions, at venusandvelvet.com. You can go info@venusandvelvet.com. So I will say goodbye for now, and thank you all for tuning in, and thank you for all your energy that some of you have sent me to heal so I could be here tonight talking to you. And just remember, always speak your spiritual truth. Live your spiritual truth, and do not accept lies, okay? Because you are more deserving of the truth. You're worthy. I love you all. And thank you again for tuning in. And I send you much love and light. Many blessings and healing. Namaste.